Hopefully y'all can hear me. To introduce myself, my name is Jesus Jalamo, but people from high school know me as Little J. I'm from Childress, Texas, and I'm an exercise science major, and I am a member of Alpha Chi Delta. And I just want to start with a question that just challenged me deeply, and I hopefully challenge y'all. A lot of us today here call ourselves Christians, you know? But in the New Testament, the word Christian and the word similar to that was used 3 times. But the word disciple was used over 260 times. So are we called to be Christians or called to follow Christ? So I just want to give you like simple steps that can help you become a disciple, because we are called to be disciples of Christ. And step one is creating habits from Jesus. Luke 9, verse 23 says, "If anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." And the word that stuck out to me in that verse is that Jesus said daily. Discipleship is not a one-time decision. It's a habit that you have to do every day. And if you want to follow Jesus, we have to look at how he lived. You know, newcomers, you know, that are new to faith, even people that have been reading the Bible, read the New Testament, because I promise, read how Jesus lived, because that's how you build habits from Jesus, because he withdrew from the crowds. He prayed regularly. He made time alone to be in the Father. Even before he got crucified, he prayed at the garden. He surrendered. And he said to God that it's not my will, but yours. He loved intentionally. He served people. He forgave people. Discipleship isn't about copying his miracles. It's about copying his habits that he built. Step two is abide in Christ. And John 15:4 says, "Abide in me and I in you." And abide means to remain, to stay connected. And I just want to be vulnerable at this time. I want to be honest with y'all. There was a time in my life where I went to Honduras for a mission trip, and I wanted my mom to go with me, but instead my mom told me, my dad, come with me. And growing up, me and my dad didn't have the best relationship. He made mistakes that affected my family, but mostly affected me. So going to Honduras, one of the last days, we were in a circle, and he was sitting right next to me. And he started crying. And what he said to me meant something to me. He told me that he looks up to me. I'm his firstborn son, and he says he looks up to me, and he said he's proud of me. And that meant everything to me, but it also scared me, because I realized that people in my family or people outside my family are watching how I live or watching me. So I hold myself to a high standard, and when I fall short, I just don't feel bad. I feel guilt and shame because I'm not living to that high standard that I put myself to. I was trying to carry the weight of being a good example on my own, but Jesus told me to abide in him. And a few ways that you can abide in Christ is you can go in your room, turn off all the lights, or find a quiet place and just be in his presence. Pray to him first of all, but be in his presence. And whatever you put 100% into, and you put God first into that, that's abiding in Christ. That's remaining in Christ. That's an act of worship for Christ. So when we abide in Christ, our identity is not built on performance. It's built on connection. Step three is to find in a community. You know, we go to LCU, so the Christian life or the disciple life was never meant to be alone because Jesus had disciples around him. He taught groups. He walked with people, and he lived in community. So if we're serious about being disciples at following Christ, we need people in our lives who can encourage us, who can challenge us, who can pray for us, and also call us out when we're drifting away. And I know that's hard to hear, but we need people in our lives like that. Isolation makes obedience harder, but community makes growth stronger. Some of us are trying to fight battles that we know are not meant to fight alone. So if you want to grow, find a small group. Text some of your friends. Say, I want to do a Bible study, or I want to do a testimony, and I just want to get to know y'all on a spiritual level, on a deeper level, so you can find people that you can lean on to. If not, I highly suggest find a mentor. Find someone that's older than you, that's more experienced than you, that, you know, it's more into the word, that knows more into the word. Because I have someone, Drew Jordan, he's been there for me for a while now, since junior year of high school. I reached out to him in church. I was like, hey, I'm going through something. Can you help me out? And he said, of course, come over. And so one talk led to another talk, led to another talk, and we started talking every Sunday after church. But now in college, you know, we're both busy, so we talk once or twice a month. But we build each other up. Even though he builds me up spiritually, mentally, physically, I also build him up. If not, find one person that you can be honest with. If y'all need someone to talk to, someone to listen, y'all can come talk to me. I promise you that. But find a friend or someone that you trust the most that you can talk to. Because we're not able to hold all these burdens. We're not. And for the men out there, it's okay to be vulnerable. We don't need to be this ticking bomb holding all these burdens and then exploding. Because I was once right there. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let all these burdens off of you. You cannot become who God is calling you be by yourself. And the final step is renewing your mind. Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, we all had these moments, you know, this motivation to change, you know. I don't know, but I had one of these moments where, you know, it was like late at night, I was scrolling through TikTok, and I found this motivational video. And I was like, man, you know what? You know, I'm going to start doing push-ups this time. I'm going to start doing sit-ups, you know. I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m., start running 3 miles. You know, it's going to be easy. But when that alarm clock hit, I pressed snooze. Why? Why did I do that? Because motivation fades away. It will fade away. But renewal transforms. Renewing your mind means letting God reshape how you think about your success, about pressure, about identity, and about obedience. The world says protect your image, but Jesus says deny yourself. The world says follow your feelings, Jesus says follow me. And I'm going to end this chapel talk with an analogy that I've been using for a while. I bet some of my friends heard me say this. But let this side represent God. There's a ladder right here that represents God. And there's another ladder right here that represents the world. And if you try to go in the middle and try to reach both at the top, you're not going to reach at the top. You just can't. You'll be stuck in the middle, and that's kind of what we call like a lukewarm Christian, just living in the middle. But at one point in your life, you're going to have to choose either follow the world, follow God. There's always going to be a point in your life that you're going to have to make that decision, whether or not you like it or not, you know? And there's this verse in Matthew 7 where these people was like, Lord, Lord, I did all these good things. You know, I gave to the poor, I tithed, I did all of this. But Jesus told him, go away, you evildoers. Because they were doing it for the religious standpoint, not just to follow him. Jesus wants us to have a relationship with him. That's why we're here today, sitting here right now, alive right now, because Jesus needs you for the kingdom of heaven. That's why you're here. He needs you. He wants you to be a person. He wants you to fulfill his purpose that he has for you. All you gotta do is just walk through that door and say, yes, I'm gonna follow you forever. I want to become a disciple of you. Show me your ways. So don't call yourself a Christian, because 99% of us are Christians, but only 1% of us are disciples. It's hard to hear, right? So don't call yourself a Christian. Be a disciple. Follow daily. Build habits from Jesus. Abide in Christ. Renew your mind. If y'all have any questions that y'all have for me after this chapel talk that y'all want to know more about this, I'm gladly to answer any of y'all's questions. But this is where real life is found. Do these 4 steps, and I promise you'll get closer to God. You'll have a relationship with Jesus. And you will become a disciple. You're dismissed.